Judah. The passages recount the contrasting stories of Judah's sexual misconduct and Joseph's sexual integrity within the patriarchal period of Israel's history. The main characters are Judah, daughter-in-law Tamar, Joseph, who is a slave in Egypt, with their relationships defined by family obligation. Exception: Judah left his brothers, married a Canaanite woman, and had three sons, and Shelah. Judah acquired Tamar as a wife for Judah then instructed Onan to fulfill his levirate duty to Tamar. Onan refused to provide offspring, and was also put to death by the Lord. Fearing for Shelah, Judah sent Tamar to her father's house. After his wife's death, Judah traveled to Timnah. Tamar, seeing she was not given to Shelah, disguised herself as a prostitute. Judah solicited her, offering a young goat as payment, and staff as a pledge. Tamar became pregnant. Judah later sent the goat. Friend could not find her. 3 months later, Judah ordered Tamar burned for prostitution. But she revealed his pledge items, and Judah to acknowledge her greater righteousness. Tamar gave birth to twins, Perez and Zerah. Meanwhile, Joseph sold into Egypt, prospered in Potiphar's household, because the Lord was with him. Potiphar's wife repeatedly tried to seduce Joseph, but he refused, calling it a sin against God. Falsely accused him after he fled, leaving his cloak there, and Potiphar imprisoned him. In prison, the Lord was with Joseph, granting him favor and responsibility. These events depict a pivotal generational transition, marked by moral failure and fidelity, directly impacts the lineage of Judah and the destiny of Joseph. Judah's story results in the birth of Perez, an ancestor of David, while Joseph's integrity leads to his unjust imprisonment, setting the stage for his future rise in Egypt. The narrative juxtaposes sexual sin with righteous resistance, showing divine presence amidst human failure and faithfulness.